You're listening to The Ocho Man, Behind the 8-Ball, only on Ignotainment. I'm always on the old black list or something. Without further ado, the one, the only, Ocho Man. I'm trying to live my life
and it just makes me so wild and mean. Hola, hola muchachos, my friends. April 3rd here, 2015. I have no Armand. He's out in L.A. still.
I mean, I haven't seen Armand in a while.
Yeah, that's our Chris. Chris is my man today.
How we doing?
We're doing great. No Tony. Still stuck in a buffet somewhere. So we don't have Tony. Not that we're looking for him. But how you been?
I'm great, man. How about you?
I'm doing pretty good. I've been a little pissed off at home, though.
That's easy to get that way.
I know, but we've got a heater being put in to our pool. And I tell you what, you got to get the gas people out there. You got to get a heating company out there. You got to get a water pool heating people out there. And it's just driving me fucking crazy. I'm telling you that right now.
Household shit.
Yeah, and you know the thing about it, Chris, each price is so, it varies. I mean, the heating guy is saying $1,300. Another guy said $1,100. Another guy said $1,600. Another guy said $9. And now I ran into this heating company called Anton's.
Anton's. I've heard of Anton's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Four or five star. And $589.
Wow.
$589. I mean, Jesus Christ, man. That's a lot of difference from $1,300 to $589. I'm telling you right now, you just don't know who the fuck's ripping you off on these.
Well, that's the thing. It's just who's going to screw you the most anymore.
Yeah. And
apparently Anton's is going to screw you the least. So
yeah.
I'm
very happy with that.
Yeah.
I'm very happy with that. That's Anton's. And we can get a couple minutes, too. Maybe find out their website or their phone number, Chris, and give them a little shout out here. That's $589.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, that's a great deal for me.
Yeah, no, they're actually AntonsHVAC.com.
Beautiful.
Yeah, AntonsHVAC.com.
What's their phone number?
It is area code 314-638-4711.
How cool was that? You know, $589 from the rest of them, over $1,000. Anyway.
I actually have some I need to call them about, so I'll give them a call.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful. And then we had pool people come out. And they're saying, well, we got efficiency heating that's 95 to 98. And I mean, all the shit that I don't even know, man. I just want to jump in there and have some warm water.
Yep.
Warm water trickling up my ass in the middle of the morning, you know, like around 7, 8 a.m., do some laps and stuff like that. So I'm really excited about it. I don't know.
I just had some of that awesome warm water and out in beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada.
How sweet was that? You showed me some pics, man. That's some beautiful resort. Where the hell were you?
We were at the SLS. It's the old Sahara on the other end of the strip. But,
really?
It's a beautiful place. But yeah, no, the reason I bring it up is I won some money here on one of the Ocho Man's big
I gave you that three-game parlay.
Yeah.
NHL parlay, I give it to him. All three of them hit, and I think he laid a couple hundred bucks on it. Got back like $600-$700. That a boy.
Yeah, over at the they had a nice sports book at the hotel, and I laid the money down, and I won because of the Ocho Man's.
Yeah, you know, I'm just trying to help out. That's what I'm trying to do here.
It paid for half my trip, so.
But you know what? I'm not done. I'm not done fucking venting off yet because.
Okay.
Then as I'm out there guiding these guys, what I want and everything, and a guy knocks on my door. And he says, hi, my name is, I don't want to give his name.
Sure.
I don't want to give his name, but he knocked on my door, and he's running for alderman.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. He's running for alderman, and he says he's against abortion.
Mm.
Now let me ask you that. What the fuck do I care if you're against abortion?
Yeah.
What are you going to block off our 15, 16 blocks and say this is anti-abortion? I want you
abortion
to fix the
free
potholes.
Zone. Exactly.
That's all I want from you, the potholes. And you know what? Another thing that pisses me off, Chris. I'm tired of these neighborhoods with 25 mile an hour speed limit.
Ugh.
25 mile. I got old guys jogging faster than my goddamn car. Make it 35. Make it 30, 35, you know? Don't make it 25. I come into this town every day, and I'm telling you right now, there's a St. Louis Avenue right down the block here.
Yep.
That, well, how pompous is that? You got to drive 25 miles looking at their old houses.
Well, and you know what's so stupid? All these speed limits were all designed in the 1950s and 1960s. That's when all these speed limits
were originally. That's when they had the Dodge K car.
I mean, they had these old cars that they
did 55 miles an hour back then. Yeah,
if you get into the vehicles we have now compared to the vehicles we had back then, the steering, the handling, the brakes, everything is so far superior that all the speed limits are antiquated. They're all antiquated.
I totally agree.
There is no highway in the United States that should not have a speed limit under 85 miles an hour. It's insane.
Oh, and on top of that, what you just said, you go through Georgia, they got the fast lane being 70, 75,
yep.
And on their weak shit lane, their right lane, is 45 miles an hour. How the hell can you react if you're going 75 miles an hour and you got a car that just pulled out at 45 miles an hour in front of you in that slow lane? Come on, man.
If the rest of these states were smart, they would all do exactly what the state
Well, just
Montana,
do the speed limit. That's all you got to do, son. It's on me. Yeah, no kidding. 45 to 75. There's an extreme there. Make the slow lane at least 55.
Yep.
That's what 45 is bullshit. And for them to even put signs on the highway, that's a lot of taxpayers' money being wasted.
Well, and they waste it on everything else. Yeah.
So that's
so out of touch.
Yeah, that's my vents. I had the heating people out there. I had the pool people out there. Now I got the gas company is saying we got to upgrade your box. Your box doesn't have enough BTU, whatever the hell that means. So now they're going to have to put in a new one. So, you know, I'm having a little ordeal with that just to warm my ass up in the pool.
Well, it's in the end, it's worth it.
I hope so.
You got to have a warm pool.
I hope so. Yeah. I hope so because I've been using that blue thing, that solar thing that doesn't work worth
a
shit.
Those things are useless.
I almost drowned. I got stuck under that bullshit one time. And I'm trying to break through the ice and shit, you know. Anyway, we got our Final Four teams.
Yeah,
we got our Final Four. We got Kentucky against Wisconsin, and we got Michigan State versus Duke.
Yeah, I had.
What do you think about that?
Yeah, actually, in the bracket I did, I got 3 out of 4. So it was along the lines of what
no
I thought
shit,
it was going to be.
You had 3 out of 4.
Yeah, I did. The only one I didn't have was Wisconsin. I think
Holy
I had.
Shit.
I think it was Baylor. I had instead. Well, that was a great pick.
That a boy. I had Kentucky. I didn't have Michigan State. I didn't have Duke. I had Kentucky versus Wisconsin in one of the brackets.
Yep.
But hey, that's what we got. It's going to be
games.
A good one.
Oh,
it's
going to
be
great
the Kentucky Wisconsin. I think that's going to be excellent.
It's
going to
be an
here.
Excellent game, man. Those Wisconsin guys can shoot the ball. I'll tell you that.
What is up with Duke, though? I mean, why is changing topic?
Yeah,
I do that, but why do the Dallas Cowboys, Tony Romo and Witten and Garrett, why are they wearing Duke outfits and going to their what the hell's wrong
I
with you guys
about that?
You know, that's bullshit.
Yeah,
I don't
stand Duke. I don't like their image and everything. You know, they just seem arrogant,
and then jack-offs. Like the fans are like 2 feet away from the players and on that court. It's a very intimidating place, especially when they're right next to you and you can smell their fart on the court. You know, that's bullshit.
I'm a fan of the
Duke
lacrosse team. Remember those guys?
Which one?
That big scandal with their lacrosse team that apparently raped all those girls.
Was that Duke or North Carolina?
No, that was Duke. Yeah, the Duke lacrosse team. And then they went through all that hell, all the, you know, they branded all these guys as rapists and everything,
right.
And then they didn't even do it. It was bullshit. They were it was a bunch of bullshit.
Well, anytime you got a Duke player on the hanging rope like that, you're like, hang him, hang him right now.
Pull it tighter.
I don't care. But what did I tell you about that Mayweather-Pacquiao fight? It's going to be fucking $99 for a pay per view, the highest pay per view ever. $99 to watch these two.
Yeah, well, there's going to be a lot of people who pay for it, I'll tell you that. I've seen some of the estimates out there on what these guys are going to make a piece in this fight. These guys are insane. They are insane if they don't do three more after.
You know the thing about it? I'm going back to the $99. You'll throw this at your house, okay?
Yep, okay.
And you'll tell everybody diplomatically, hey, well, we're all going to chip in. You know, you bring $5, $10, that's all.
Sure.
There's always two or three fucking dead fucking rodents that never pay. And you feel like, ah, I can't ask them, you know, it's kind of offending. Back in my high school days, I would say, hey, cough up the money,
asshole.
Douchebag. Yeah. But now it's like, yeah, you don't do anything like that. So,
or you go in the other room and hear it but can't see it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I can't stand these jackoffs who do this.
And, you know, you're going to have people like that, and you're going to definitely have people that are going to be throwing a party saying, hey, everyone just chip in at my house. They're not going to pay, guys.
Yep. No.
I'm telling you right now. You're going to have your deadbeat. It's like that one commercial, 4 out of 5 dentists prefer.
Well,
you got that one prick
yeah,
in there.
Yeah, I think we know who he is.
Yeah, yeah. So be a little leery about which guy you invite to this.
Yeah, I have a feeling here in the Ignotainment offices who that would be. But
oh, I bet Tony's like that.
You think it's Tony?
I think it's Tony. I think it would be Tony, and I think it would be Owens.
Yeah, oh,
T.O., yeah. T.O.
Is he here with the emails today or what?
No, there's no such thing as emails with him anymore. I got on his ass big time because every time his washer dryer breaks down and he's never on our show.
Yeah, I think we need to have some sort of like a drive on the show, like to get all the listeners to send in money to buy him a reliable set of washer and dryer.
Well, at least go to one of those rent-a-centers.
Yeah, the rack. Yeah.
Yeah, you get him a washer and dryer.
God, man. With those places, I don't know if you've ever been to, I've never actually been in one of those places, but I've read how they work. What a huge.
How much do you actually
scam.
Pay for a fucking TV?
I think if it's actually like let's say it's, you know, it's worth $800-900, I think you end up paying like $6,000 for it over time. It's ridiculous.
And you know the funny thing about that, Chris, is their spokesman's Troy Aikman and Hulk Hogan. Yeah, these guys have rented furniture and TVs before, you know. I'm like, when the fuck have you guys rented anything like that?
Yeah, well.
The only thing they've rented is a butler and a caddy.
Exactly. Seven maids and G-strings.
Yeah, shit like that. There's no way I like that TV. Let's rent it.
No, you know the minute that shooting's over, those guys are standing off the side of the set or like, who do you think these fucking idiots are who are actually renting this shit?
No,
you know
shit.
What I mean?
No
fuck
shit.
You guys sitting there in his underwear. Bring me grapes. Feed me by hand.
No kidding. Well, speaking of Troy Aikman, our Cowboys, well, I'm going back to my Cowboys here because I'm a Cowboy fan. And yes, we did get screwed against the Green Bay Packers once again. I'll always remind you guys that.
It was a catch, damn it.
Now, listen to this. This is my little conspiracy thing here. Cowboys are restructuring Tony Romo's contract. Actually, Tony Romo brought it up to Dallas. And they're going to have $13 million under the cap.
Oh, really? Wow, they're going to have some room.
Yeah, they're going to have some room. So who do you think the Cowboys, who do you think they sign?
I don't know.
Well, here I go. I just kind of threw that at you.
No. Hey, that's good because I didn't have a good answer for you.
Well, the Cowboys picked up an unknown 22-year-old, has played 5 football games in his life, and was working at a warehouse. And now he's signed with the Dallas Cowboys. He's actually from England.
Really?
Yeah. Now this is what gets me. This is not where they're spending their $13
million
on this no-name guy that's been working in a warehouse. This sets up for the big Adrian Peterson.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? And so this kid, this 22-year-old from London, England, that's where they play. They're called the London Warriors.
Okay.
And he's got a good old St. Louis or New York name, Efa Obada.
Efa Obada. Yeah, that's it.
Efa Obada, yeah.
I think I had a friend when I was growing up named Efa Obada.
Yeah, he may have been called Effer.
Yeah, exactly.
But, Efa Obada got signed with the Dallas Cowboys only after 5 games. Now, my point is this money that they freed up, this is going to Adrian Peterson.
Oh, yeah.
This is the big Adrian Peterson trade rumor. Dallas Cowboys clearing some salary cap for this Viking running back.
Man.
That's what it's out to be, folks.
That would be a big move.
And
can you imagine? with that offense.
I'm telling you, that's why. And you know what? Why did he free up money now? He could have freed up money 2 weeks ago when DeMarcus Ware was just like, hey, I'll take $8 million. Nope, you don't get $8 million. Hey, come on, guys. I led the lead in rushing. Ah, fuck you. You get $5 million. It was not like we really don't want you is what we were saying.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Oh, to Murray?
Yeah, to Murray. Yeah, to Murray. Yeah. And in other news, reports coming out that they're not going to sign Bobby Knight back as announcer for ESPN. They're letting him go. I thought the guy was really damn good. I don't know why they're letting him go.
I've always liked Bobby Knight.
He's straight up, and you know what? When the one's being a jack-off out on the court and making a scene or something, he'll tell you right there.
Yep. No, he's definitely a straight shooter. I don't think anybody would ever say he wasn't.
He's doing his last NIT championship game, I think, at Madison Square Garden on Thursday night, next Thursday night. So that's
a good place to go out, I guess.
Yeah.
I love Bobby.
Why is he doing NIT, though?
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me? But in that defense, though, ESPN doesn't have a March Madness or anything like that. It's CBS and so forth. So.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah. So sorry about that. I guess
first
he has
time he's
to
seen
NIT.
Me inside of an NIT tournament, probably.
Yeah. In other news here. Well, let's see here.
Yeah, man, the Cowboys, I can't get past that. The Cowboys having the with the setup they already have, add Adrian Peterson in with Dez Bryant and these guys.
It's going to be a very strong team. And I got to tell you, it sets up for Tony Romo because he really wants to get this ring one day, you know?
Yeah.
That's what he's looking for.
That's what they all want.
In Fall River, Massachusetts. You know what's going on there, don't you?
I don't know what's going on there.
The prosecution rested Thursday in the murder trial for former New England Patriots tight end Aaron Hernandez.
Yeah.
You know what? I could have made this a 1-9 bet. This motherfucker was guilty 8 months ago.
Oh, there's
as
no
soon
question.
As I heard, I mean, just seeing this clown, I mean, you're thinking this guy is...
What is this guy's deal? I mean, he's just... He looks nuts, doesn't he?
Oh, he looks frightening,
he looks
don't
completely
he?
Crazy.
He looks frightening. This is the kind of guy you don't go camping with.
No.
this is
the
guy,
kind of guy I wouldn't go have McDonald's with.
No, not at all. And you know what? He went to Florida University.
Yeah.
This is the thing about it that now the quarterback for Florida was the good guy. What's his name?
The infinite virgin.
The priest.
Tim Tebow.
Tim Tebow. Now, everything related back to Tim Tebow.
Yep.
They never talked about Hernandez. Hernandez, you know, there's some signs that he has some shit going on in Florida University as well.
Yep.
So everything was reflected on Tim Tebow. I mean, this guy was, he was the statesman for Florida Gators.
Yeah, he was.
And Aaron Hernandez, well, you know what? Fuck it. Let them all focus in on him. I'm going to go do this and I'm going to go do that. But I'll tell you what, there was a lot of cover up there, and all of a sudden, the what was his name? Miles, the coach?
Yeah. Yeah. What's his first name?
Fuck.
Les Miles, right?
Yeah. He says that, you know what? I had to take off my heart. My heart wasn't, it wasn't acting the same as normal. So he took a year off. I guarantee he thought something was going to go down that one year.
Yeah, probably.
And
I'd bail the fuck
and nothing
out of there
happened.
Too.
Nothing happened.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm getting back into football.
Hey, it seems like my heart's much better now.
Heart's better, stronger. I've been working it.
Yeah.
So I really think that this guy should have been guilty 8 months ago. Well, and allegedly, I love when they use the word allegedly. Everything's allegedly.
Everything is politically correct.
Did you hear about this one kid? He was 15 years old. All right, this 15-year-old kid, he's been wanting a heart.
No.
Oh, he's got a bad heart.
Yeah.
He's got a bad heart.
And Les Miles.
And he's got a bad heart. He needs a new heart. The kid's a shit disturber, okay? The hospital said, you know what, there's 4,000 people waiting for a heart. Maybe we ought to hold off on giving this kid the heart because this kid's a shit disturber.
Yep. Okay, I've heard this story. Yeah.
So they comes on the news and all that. So they go, okay, give him the fucking heart. So they give him the transplant. 2 years later, this fucker's taking a selfie, Chris. This kid's taking a selfie with a gun in his hand and so forth. And this kid, just recently, I think it was last Tuesday or this, last Tuesday.
Yep.
And he busts into this elderly woman's house, takes a gunshot at her. She ducks or whatever.
Jesus Christ.
She calls the cops. He grabs the car keys, and off he goes on a little joyride. And here's that word again, allegedly carjacked.
Allegedly yeah. carjacked, even well, though 100 people saw him in the car.
Anyone takes my car, it's carjacked.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, he runs from the cops. The cops are chasing him, and he hits something. The kid dies on the way to the hospital.
Oh, I'm so sad.
Yeah. And the thing that gets to me here is, why would you even take him to the hospital? What, to give him another fucking heart?
Yeah, the only reason I would bring him there is to get the heart out to give it somebody who really deserved it.
I wonder, could they have done that?
Yeah, I think they could have. I mean, if the heart was still good and he
had to be good. Yeah. I mean, it was a 2-year-old heart.
Yeah, what I was going to say is if the guy actually, like, he lived, I would have brought him to the hospital and removed the heart to give it to someone else, even if he was okay.
Really?
He doesn't deserve it at that point.
Yeah,
I would take the fucking heart away. The guy's dead.
You're totally right.
You're a jack off. You don't deserve the fucking heart. The heart's going to some kid who really deserves it. See ya.
Why not? That should be some sort of stipulation on that. It should be like, if you fuck up, this heart leaves your chest.
Or whatever it is.
If
you need an eye transplant, you need an ocular transplant, here you go. Although if we, find you sneaking into the locker rooms of 8-year-old girls and looking at them, we're taking the fucking eye back and we're giving it to somebody else.
Well, I really dig this. Yeah. I really dig this. You should be the alderman in my fucking block.
Hey, I will stand up for the rights of the future transplantees.
I mean, honestly, if you come around my neighborhood, that's what I want to hear about. I want to hear about how you're going to take care of my roads, get rid of this 25-mile-an-hour speed limit, make it 30, 35, get rid of all these stop signs. Every other corner, there's a stop sign. Make the side streets have the stop signs, not the fucking one-shot way and all that shit. I don't know.
No, you know what they do?
Talking crazy.
No, you know what they do? What these guys do are running for office. They all go back to the same issues, these big, broad issues like, illegal immigration and abortion, stuff that does not have a direct impact on all of us every day, okay? Stuff that isn't, like, when you walk out your door every day, immigration or abortion isn't having an impact on you. The stuff that is, the roads, your income taxes, all that shit, they're not going to address that with you because they're not going to be able to make an impact on it for you. And they want to get elected and reelected.
Oh,
and they know you're
going
to
totally
come back
agree.
And say to them, hey, you stood my driveway with me and said I wasn't going to have a 25-mile-an-hour speed limit here. What the fuck happened? I'm not voting for you.
Yeah, you're totally right. I got to tell you this. I ran for alderman.
Did you?
I ran for alderman. But I tell you,
I would have voted for you.
I had a big field in front of my house, in front of my duplex, okay? I bought this on the notion that I could build a volleyball court with a mud sand type of thing, and have some chicks and bikinis.
Yeah, bikini volleyball
action. They told me I can't fucking do that. So what do I do?
How can they tell you you can't build volleyball court?
In my big yard, they said I can't do that. So what do? I run for alderman.
Fuck yeah.
I ran for alderman. And I had our guy. I had my boy, our GM here.
Really?
He was my best friend back then, too. And me and him walked the streets and stuff.
Yeah.
And we put up a damn good fight, man. The guy that beat us, he was like a 30-year guy in there. And
those are always the worst guys.
Oh,
too.
Yeah, he just knew that he was going to beat me. But you know what? He had 325 votes, and I ended up having 177. And this is what I was telling them. This is what I told my people out there. I said, I knocked on their door. I said, look, you should be able to do whatever the hell you want with your yard. I'm not saying put a toilet out there or something like that, but you know what? If you want to play horseshoes, you can play horseshoes.
Sure.
No one should be saying to you, you can't do this or you can't do that in your yard. And my other thing that I was crazy about was, you know what? Granite City Steel.
Yeah.
Granite City Steel should hire more Granite City people there.
Yes.
I mean, if I'm living in Granite City, I'd like to have our guys working there,
I think
that's what I wanted to push. And I said to them that if you're not going to abide by that rule, you know what? You get a little tax.
Sure.
You get more taxes. If you hire more Granite City guys, well, it kind of works out for both ends
that way.
It
does, yeah. Well,
But, you know, there's always idiots that don't listen to me. They're for the 25-mile-an-hour speed limit and stop signs everywhere and some bullshit talk about Mexicans jumping over the fence. Yeah. And who the hell cares? You're running for alderman, man.
Yeah, no.
You're running for alderman, for love of God.
I want to hear about my roads and about my income taxes.
Yeah.
That's a shit that is important to me when I walk out of my house every day.
Exactly. I mean, that's for an alderman.
Yep.
In more news, out there, that Motley Crue singer, what's his name, Vince Neil?
Yeah, Vince Neil.
This fucking guy, he's got to sing this national anthem at a recent Las Vegas outlet. You got to find that.
At an outlet mall?
No, at a Las Vegas Outlaws football game.
Oh.
Okay. And you got to see how this guy just completely hacks it up. I think he was shit-faced whenever he was singing. But you know what? You've been singing up on the stage. You've been doing all this since the 80s, man. This should not be intimidating at all. And this guy completely botches up the national anthem.
Is that indoor football? Like,
yeah, it's indoor.
Football?
If you can't find it.
No, I got it. Hold on.
Let's see if you can get the sound there.
Are you fucking joking me? Jesus Christ.
I think he screws up here. He's horrible.
He looks like he's about 3'3", too. All
right. Okay, cut him off here.
I mean, this guy's a clown, man. And what was that show he was on? He was on one of those reality shows.
Wasn't it with, he had this hot blonde or older blonde or something? And No,
MTV.
The one I'm thinking was Poison.
Oh.
That Poison singer.
Yeah, I don't remember what that guy
was. Yeah, Michael something. I don't know what his name was. But you know what? These guys got to know. It's over now, guys. It's over. You were good. You were good in the 80s.
Hang it up,
possibly,
man.
All the way up to the mid-90s. Now you see guys like him. You see guys like my guy, Axl Rose, and you're like, oh, Jesus. No, don't do that.
If they were smart, though, if they were really smart about these situations, they would stop going out there and embarrassing themselves and let everyone remember them when they were at their best.
Yeah.
Because then that's how everyone would still think of them. But then they come out and they do something like this, and everyone's like, who's this old guy?
Yeah.
Let him think of you in your prime.
Yeah.
That's always my
just
argument.
Just ride off into the sunset, man. And that's how you see these guys now. They play at these places at fairs on 4th of July and stuff. And I'm like, don't do that. You're seeing like groups like Kansas and stuff, and they're barely – they got them tied up to a rope on a stick just to hold them up, you know?
Yeah, you know, original member, like everybody else is like the janitors for the fair. Oh my God. I saw one of these, God, I can't remember which one it wasn't Kansas, but it was one of the, you know, more southern rock 70s bands at at a big opening event for Argosy Casino in Alton.
Don't they all go to casinos?
They all go
now?
To casinos, man. And it was an outside show on like an elevated stage, but the stage was on a mound of grass, sort of. Okay, and this guy playing the bass guitar was so drunk. Okay, as he was playing, he stepped off the edge of the stage.
You're kidding.
Swear to Christ, in the middle of their hit, whatever their big hit was, I don't remember the band, and literally somersaulted with his bass guitar down a 6-foot hill.
Oh,
and then just laid there.
Someone's
his roadie had to come fucking get.
That.
Oh, dude, it was amazing. Give me a minute here. I'll think of the name of the band.
Yeah, you gotta come
and
with
we'll
that.
Play the song. You can imagine the guy rolling,
you,
literally head
do
over
you know
heels.
The song? Do
yeah,
you know the song?
I'm
maybe,
gonna find it.
Maybe
yeah,
I,
hold on.
I can tell you after I hear the song.
Hold on a second. Fuck. Well, anyway, so go ahead with your next thing, and I'll find it.
My next thing that bothers me I got a lot of shit that bothers me today, don't I?
I'm with you there.
Well, this federal judge Thursday ordered that a California prison inmate be allowed to undergo a gender reassessment?
Yeah,
whatever.
Reassignment, yeah.
It's bullshit.
He's getting his nuts cut off.
And he's wanting to become a woman. Yeah. Should the operation occur, it will be the first of the state prison history, and it'll cost us $100,000 to have this guy taken off his nuts and the vagina.
Hey, you know what? The guy wants to do it, okay. I still don't know if I'm okay with it while he's in prison, but if the guy wants to do it, sure. You're paying for it, motherfucker.
Yeah.
You want to do this shit? You're paying for
it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Any special hospital care you have to have, you're paying for it.
Exactly. I don't care if it takes you 50 years making those license plates to say, I finally have enough money for this bullshit. But you know what?
If you want to do it,
do
it.
It's not a fucking resort. You're there for a reason.
No. The way I see it is the guys who are in jail like this, and the guys who are in, if you have something that happens to you that is an emergency that is not of your own doing, okay, the state pays for it. If you have a heart attack, if you have a stroke, you have to go to the doctor, the state pays for it. If you electively select to have your nuts chopped off, fuck that.
No way. God damn it, you're in the same page I am. U.S. District Court Judge John Tigar in San Francisco ruled that Michelle Lale Nordsworthy, is constitutional rights were being violated if the inmate's serious medical need was not met, according to the ruling.
No, come on, Judge.
Honestly.
Come on, Judge, really. I mean, you know, I don't even mean sarcastically. That is horse shit. Their constitutional rights are not being violated because we're not paying for them to have the surgery. If the guy was on the outside, we wouldn't be paying for him to have the surgery either. So wouldn't his constitutional rights equally be violated when he was unincarcerated?
And the thing on that, too, what you just said. Now, if I need this operation and I'm on the outside and I don't have the money, I can do something illegal and go to jail, maybe kick someone's ass, maybe...
Sure.
Don't kill him. You can't go to death row. Well, who knows? They'll give him a sex change at death row, too.
Who knows? They may send you to Vegas. I mean, you know,
no kidding.
Like the worse you do, the more they'll pay for.
No kidding.
That's horseshit. That actually, if you think about it, it actually incentivizes people who want a sex change but they can't afford it. Well, I'm going to go out and rob a bank or stab somebody because, sure, I may have to go to jail for 3 years, but I'll get my sex change while I'm there and I want to pay for it.
The guy's name is Nordsworthy, entered prison in 1987. According to records, She began identifying as a woman in the 1990s and was diagnosed with dysphoria in January 2000, according to the ruling. The operation is to take place in near the future, according to the ruling. Defendants shall take all the actions reasonable necessary to provide Nordsworthy sex reassignment surgery as promptly as possible, according to the ruling. Yes, does it surprise you, though?
No, it doesn't surprise me at all. No,
I mean,
no.
This is what America has been.
I'm surprised the government even fought it.
Yeah.
You know, at the point we're at right now, I'm surprised they're not actually handing out pamphlets in prison. Hey, do you want a sex change? We'll give you one.
Now, you see, this is what that fucker should have been knocking on my door about. Not saying about abortion, saying that I will not ever allow a sex change in prison.
Or any elective medical care. The same way I'm not going to allow some guy who wants a nose job to get it done on your dime. I will fight to make sure that doesn't happen. Boom, got my vote. That's all you got to say.
I don't care what
the rest of your beliefs are. You got my vote.
I totally agree with you, brother. That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, here you go.
Is this Kansas? No, don't
Marshall
tell me.
Marshall Tucker Band. Oh, sorry.
No, you just told
me. Yeah, it's Marshall Tucker Band. Anyway, so this is the song that's being played. Okay, and they're somewhere in the middle of the jammy part of it.
They had to be stoned.
Oh, out of their mind, man.
Oh, this is a good stone music.
Yeah, it's a great song. Anyway, there's about, 60 people at the show, though. The one guy is the original member who was originally
just one member left?
One original member. He was like the guitar stringer or something. Yeah, anyway.
What happened to the rest of the band? Did they die?
I would imagine they all OD'd or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's...
It's a great song, though.
You got anything right now?
Yeah, I was going to ask you, did you hear...
I got my notes here messed up, so go ahead.
No. Did you hear about this guy in Florida? This guy, he just reminds me, you know, this isn't a mean offense to any of our listeners in Florida, but he just reminds me of a guy from Florida. This guy, he's got his brand new Camaro with the racing stripes on it. His son has
An older Camaro?
A brand new Camaro.
Okay.
Son's got a... His front tooth is loose. So this guy, let's call him fucking Elbert or something, decides it's a great idea to hook a rope up to the back end of the Camaro, then hook the rope to a string, hook the string around the kid's
tooth. He's a fucking genius.
Tooth, and then decides to floor it and rip the fucking tooth out of the kid's head.
Are you kidding me? I'm telling you right now, that's a bloody genius. Yeah. I think I would have done that, too.
He's a bloody something. There's there's no question. you know what, though? It is about that time to hear from our sponsors from the Ignotainment Media.
All right, Network. All right, fire away. I got my shit lined up again, so perfect.
We will be right back.
From the Tour MMA, presented by Miller Lite, returns to the Bren Event Center.
Unbelievable!
Lightweight world champion Ill Will Brooks defends his belt.
Whoa!
When he takes on Dave the Fugitive Jensen, plus a middleweight slugfest.
Oh my God!
As Joe Stitch'em Up Schilling battles Rafael Carvalho. Live from the Bren Event Center, Friday, April 10th. Get your tickets now at the box office, UCIrvine.com or Bellator.com.
Hey, this is Sean Wheelock.
And this is Big John McCarthy.
If you're a fan of our show, then you're going to love the rest of the Ignotainment podcast lineup.
Like the Ocho Man behind the eight ball and the Whiskey Philosopher with Jeff Cooper.
You can find these great podcasts and more at Ignotainment.com. Thanks again and enjoy the rest of the program.
Let's get it on!
We are back. We are back at the Ocho Man Behind Eight Ball. April 3rd, Good Friday. Doesn't feel like Good Friday.
Yeah, it doesn't feel very good either.
Yeah, I mean the weather's been a little shitty, and I'm in a little ticked off mode. I even got another story here. A lot of pissed off shit here. An angry passenger allegedly punched a... there's that allegedly again.
Allegedly. Everything's alleged.
Allegedly. Chick takes a pop, and it's allegedly. The stewardess took a punch, forcing an easy jet plane to land because he wanted a sandwich. And the stewardess said, we're not serving any sandwiches. So he punched her.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. The man was enraged because he did not get a snack and shouted, "I've been waiting for hours. I'm goddamn hungry." Then he punched a stewardess. According to the passengers who witnessed this incident, he continued to attack her even after she fell to the floor. I mean, that's a lot of rage, man.
I swear to God, it seems like anymore, the minute we get on airplanes, everyone loses their mind. Everyone goes crazy.
I totally agree. And you know the thing that gets me now? I start scoping out other people.
Oh, I did it on my way home.
I mean, you start looking at people, and this is so stereotype. I'm sorry, man. Yeah. But I'm telling you right now, if you see anyone wearing some sort of a thing that bothers you, you're thinking, how am I going to bring this guy down? I mean, shit like that is crossing my mind all the time now.
This is exactly the discussion I had with myself. This might sound insane, but with myself inside my own head on the airplane the other day.
Oh, don't you always?
I'm sitting there, and this guy in the row across from me looks a little, in my eyes, suspicious.
Right,
okay?
Right.
So as I'm looking at the guy, I'm, you know, How much does he weigh? You know, if I
what
if
would I have
this,
to do?
What do I do to take him down? What do I have in my bag I could stop him with? How, you know, how long is it going to take him? So anytime you have to go to the bathroom,
right.
I'd be watching him, sort of looking around. Who else could help me around here? You know, you're planning it all out in your fucking mind.
You got that right because I'm the same way now. And it's a shame that we've come to that. But, you know, I always visualize being that guy on that plane in Pennsylvania that said we got a roll or something like that.
Yep.
And you know what, man? That's that. God forbid, but you got to do shit like
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely,
you got to.
Man, those guys were heroes, and there's no question about it.
Not to take anything away from them on that, but I would have liked to have landed that fucking thing down too.
I would have liked to stop the guys.
I'm all for not hitting the Pentagon or the IRS. Fuck the IRS building. I don't mind that.
The IRS wouldn't be such a bad thing. Let's get everybody out of there. And then
even that Pentagon. They saved the people at Pentagon. You know, I'd like to save my ass though, on that plane.
Yeah.
What do I have to do to save my ass on that plane? That's what I'm thinking there, you know?
Well, I think as the discussion was going on between us in the back of the plane, hey, let's go charge this guy. And some guy says, yeah, let's force the plane. And I'm like, hey, let's... okay, we can stop the guy.
Let's make that the number one focus. Yeah,
and then, you know, there
if
may
anything
be...
anything happens after that, you never
may be
know.
Another option at that point.
No, I totally agree with you. Yeah. That's what I was thinking, too.
Yeah, like,
but
anyone know how to fly?
But the whole thing on this, too, that idiot, he actually pissed the people off in the front there, the pilots and everything. They had to bring the plane back. I mean, how much of a hassle is that? Especially if you're connecting on a flight and all that. Now you've missed that. Now you got to wait for another plane. It's all bullshit, man.
Yeah.
Because he didn't get a fucking sandwich.
I think that you should, when you step on an airplane, you should have to sign a release. And the release should say, if I do something stupid like this that forces other passengers to miss their flights, that all those guys now have the legal right to absolutely beat the shit out of me when this plane lands.
Oh, I'm totally.
I'm signing away my rights. If I do something stupid and this plane has to be turned around or landed,
totally.
John in the back, he gets to beat the shit out of me.
Oh, you know, like just like lining up on the movie Airplane with tennis rackets
and
ball bats and boxing gloves,
and
they can beat the fuck out of me.
Eliminate 99% of your airplane incidents.
I don't think shit like this even happens in other countries.
Well,
I hate to say that. I don't want to say that. We had that stupid goddamn pilot.
Yeah. Well, I guess it depends on, like, I don't think it would happen in, like, Uganda. Because in Uganda, everyone is just concerned about surviving until tomorrow.
Yeah.
They're
not
worried about luxuries.
I mean,
you know what I mean?
They could care less about a sandwich.
Yeah.
Fuck you and your sandwich. Yeah. You're not getting shit.
Yeah, like, I haven't had water in 9 months. Like, you know what I mean?
I didn't know that you knew about the... Well, water service in Uganda,
it's just an assumption. I think it's a
$6
fair estimate. Yeah,
yeah. Another thing that's bothering the Ocho Man, my friends. A guy gets 30 years. Okay, check this out here. A guy gets 30 years, and he's on death row. Anthony Ray Hinton, is that right? Yeah, Hinton will walk free Friday after spending close to 3 decades in jail over a 1985 murder of 2 men, 2 separate restaurant holdups. And guess where this all goes down, though?
Where?
Hinton was charged after 2 restaurant managers were shot dead at a robbery at a fast food restaurant in Birmingham, Alabama.
Oh, he had to be a... white guy, right?
Yeah, he had to be a
white guy.
No. He's a black guy.
Of course he was a fucking black guy.
Yeah,
Jesus.
So next thing you know, I'll tell you what, that was that black man right there.
Hey, Junior, why don't you go pick him up? I'm pretty sure it was that colored fella.
If it wasn't him, it could have been him. It's got to be one of them, too.
I can't tell them apart. No way.
The guy gets 30 fucking years. How much of a bullshit
that's
is that?
Such horseshit,
and that's not even 30 years. I mean, this is death row, man. This is like every day thinking that you're going to die next week.
You know, I hope Anthony sues the state of Alabama and whoever prosecuted him and walks away with about $30 million in
How
cash.
How about naming
and all
Birmingham Ray?
Yeah, seriously.
Alabama.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, it seems like any story like this that I hear that comes out of Alabama or some of these
somewhere down
states,
south, they're just a good old boy mentality that, you know what, I don't believe it. I just don't believe it. And every time election time pops around, that's when they convict, and put them on death row.
And it's always a black guy who did it. Yeah, you know, it's insane. You know, we got to do something about it.
Hinton has maintained his innocence during the 3 decades in prison. Forensic experts, including a former FBI agent, examined the seized gun and concluded it was not used in the. You did this now.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean,
you did
I
this
bet
now.
If we actually
that's not his gun, boys. Yeah. Okay, let him go, will you?
Yeah. No, and then I'm sure you get the guys in the back. Shh. Yeah. Do we really have to say anything? It's kind of embarrassing.
No. And they're probably thinking that this guy's going to sue the shit out of us.
Of course he is. I hope he does. I mean, that's insane. That is literally his entire life, and no matter what, even when he's cleared, everyone is always still going to think in the back of their head that this guy's a criminal.
Well, I don't know about that, Chris, but I definitely know that everyone in the back of their mind is going to be thinking this guy's pissed off, son of a bitch.
Sure.
At the white people or the government or something
probably.
Like this. And you know what? That it's a damn shame.
It is.
Judge Petro granted him a new trial last year after the Supreme Court revisited the decision of the lower court. Hinton is the 152nd person on death row to be cleared since 1970. That's a lot of fucking people,
that's
man.
A lot of lives, man.
That's a lot of lives. And you know what? How many have they missed?
Well, that's what I mean. If they're acknowledging 152.
152? What's that come to about every year? You don't have to figure that out.
Yeah,
but
no, it's 3 a year probably. Yeah, since 1970
until
now.
So that's 152 people that they've cleared. Probably 190 to 200,000 they've barbecued.
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely. Jesus Christ.
Any case, that's what the poor guy, that's what he's got going. So he's going to be freed up after 30 years. What's he missed? Probably only 3 Super Bowl from the Dallas Cowboys.
And everything else.
Yeah.
On the other end of that spectrum, did you happen to hear this guy in Utah? This was last week. Okay?
What did he do?
This guy stopped on the side of the road. He was driving behind this van, okay? And he sees something fly out of the van, this bag, out of the back. So the guy, he pulls over and stops, unzips the bag. 75 pounds of cash.
Pounds?
Pounds. So 75 pound bag of cash.
Who the fuck weighs money now?
They ended up weighing it afterwards. It was a.
Well, how much was it?
It was a Brinks security truck that was driving with the cash. So this guy chases after the Brinks truck.
Are you kidding me?
With the bag of money and gives it back.
Oh, Lord. Oh, fuck me. You don't have to tell me shit like this.
Yeah, the bag was 4 feet high, estimated about $30,000 in the bag.
You're kidding.
No.
$30,000? That's it?
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I expected it to be more when they said it weighed 75 pounds.
75 pounds and $30,000?
Yeah,
what is it, all
sense.
Ones?
Yeah, it's all gold, I guess.
Yeah. What's he going to do with it all? Yeah. Strip club, all ones.
Yeah.
I'll definitely
he said
enjoy it.
His quote was, when they asked him why he returned it, it never occurred to me to do anything else
Shut
with it.
Shut the hell up. He didn't say that.
What a dumb shit. Yes, he did.
Oh, man. What's wrong with our society nowadays? Returning shit like that back.
Yeah.
I'd have a
Especially
big party.
Especially the Brinks.
I'd have a big party, and I'd invite all my listeners.
You know who I'd invite? I'd invite Anthony, the guy who just spent 30 years on death row.
Yeah, Anthony, you're coming to our party. If we ever find 75 pounds of... You know what? Even if I find 75 pounds of weed, you're invited to that one, too.
Oh, yeah.
Got another story here. You know, we had that guy maybe about 4, 5, 6 weeks ago that had to swim, that football player?
Yep. The guy from the Dolphins, right?
Yeah, the guy from the Dolphins. Well, this guy, this is interesting here. A U.S. man missing at sea for more than 2 months. Two fucking months he's been missing at sea. Celebrated a Mercurialis. What the fuck? I wish Armand was here right now. a rescue on Thursday. He got rescued Thursday.
Holy shit.
After being picked up by a passing ship and was airlifted to dry land. Louis Jordan, 37, who was reported missing since January 29, told family members he had survived by catching fish with his hand and drinking rainwater, according to the Coast Guard.
How did the guy end up in the ocean in the first place?
He was spotted.
He all stoned?
Well, here we go. That, I'm glad. You see, you know the right question to ask. You're not like Tony. You had to just jump in and say something fucked up and ruin everything. He was spotted drifting on the stricken sailboat approximately 200 miles off the coast of North Carolina by the German-registered Houston Express tanker. And had taken aboard Frank Jordan. They took these guys on board.
Jesus.
The sailor's father told CNN he did not know what had caused the son's boat to break down. But 200 fucking miles off like that. I bet he drifted 200
miles. Had to
have. Yeah, there's no way that he went out 200. And you know what? With all the modern technology we got, don't you think that we could see? They say the government can see what type of stapler you just used.
That's what I mean. You think you'd just be able to zoom in 100-mile radius of where he was boating.
No kidding. And say, you know what, he's here somewhere. Let's look for a little guy and a captain. What's the name I'm looking for? That one guy with his shit's all torn up. Captain, fuck it.
Whatever.
Who cares, yeah.
Wow, he's a lucky,
he's very lucky
guy that they found him and brought him on board, though. Jesus Christ. Can you imagine that? Just like all those weeks out there, he's just floating around thinking, I'm just going to die here.
And you know
what?
That'd
be the most awful feeling in the world.
Well, here's what gets me. Here's what really gets me. How the fuck do you even catch fish with your hands?
I would imagine all those hours you're just sitting there, and eventually you start to get hungry, so you start trying, and you just keep trying and trying.
I got to tell you, Chris, I really thought about this.
Yeah.
I thought maybe you cut your finger or something like that, you know, and you put it in the water, and then you're hoping for not a shark by any means.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about that, but maybe a nice fish comes along and takes a nibble, and you just stick your hand in there. They call that what the hell do they call that? It's a, I've seen it done live where they stick the whole arm in there. What the hell is that? It's called not juggling.
I don't know, but it'd be, I mean, man. Oh,
can you look that word up?
Yeah.
Can you look that word up? Yep. They stick their whole hand, their whole arm into like a little area in the river. And it could be like in a little tree.
Noodling.
Noodling is the one, but that's not the word that we use here in Illinois and Missouri. They use another word that we got. That noodling is not us, really. And anyway, they stick the whole arm in there, and then they pull out this big catfish, man. And I'll tell you that maybe he did something like that with cutting his finger or something like that.
Man, think about how hard that would be, like to do that as you're swimming, like as you're trying to stay afloat and swimming.
Here's another thing too. I mean, you're depending on rain.
Well, yeah, no,
you're depending on rain.
Water.
I mean, the food. Okay, you can survive without food for a longer time. But fuck, just sitting there hoping to God it rains.
Oh my God!
Are you kidding me? And then what do you do? Yeah. What do you have? Do you have a little pot there? Do you have your hat? I don't know. Thank God I'd have to kill you, Chris.
Yep.
If we're on that boat together, I don't know why, but you look like a French fry to me. I'd have to.
Well, so let me ask you: was the guy on the boat still, or did he fall off the boat?
The boat was flipped over, they said, when they seen him.
Oh, that makes more sense. I thought the guy was just like floating, like with no boat or anything.
Right. They said the boat had flipped over, and he was on the arch part of the boat.
Well, that's good. At least he was up out of the water. I thought he was just like swimming for 2 weeks. I'm like, there's no way the guy would have just died.
Yeah, yeah. And there's some crazy shit happening with the moon. What's that called? The the first 2 days, two lunar eclipses.
Oh, yeah, the eclipses.
Visible,
oh, the blood moon thing.
The blood
coming.
Moon. Yeah. The blood moon.
Yeah. Now, I've seen an eclipse, but I've never seen the blood moon.
And I'm telling you right now, if this shit happens in the Middle East, if these fucking wackos see the... This is Allah telling us we must kill more Christians.
Allah Akbar!
Kill more Christians right now, you motherfucker. Yeah, and speaking of that, I mean, this shit happening in Yemen. That could be a distant relative right now.
Yeah, I could be, I guess.
That was good. How the fuck you find something like that?
I don't know. It just pops up.
The shit happened in Yemen. 300 prisoners that were Al Qaeda. Well, a bomb hit the prison. They're all free.
Well, that works out pretty well for them.
That's a great 300 of them. Allah, thank you. Yeah. Now we could go blow ourselves up in Europe and America somewhere. Yeah. Unbelievable. Shoot him, yeah. You got that right. But
should have already have killed
him. Yeah, and I guarantee if they see this blood moon, they're going to freak out.
Oh, there's no question.
They're going to think it's a sign from God. They're
Allah.
Between
them and the zombie people.
And next thing you know, it's open season on us again.
I feel like at this point it's just always open season
I don't
season
know which
on us.
Which one's worse, the guy with the wanting a sandwich on an airplane or these Al-Qaeda.
Yeah.
Both of them are going to nuts, I'm telling you. But one scenario... you take the plane back with a guy that's got the munchies, but the Al Qaeda guy, they shoot that plane down.
Yeah, I got an answer for all those guys.
There you go. I'm all for
bye-bye.
That. I'm all for that. Hey, you got anything else before I go to my big picks for today?
I think that's it, Ocho Man. It's a big, big day here. It's some good sports picks coming up.
Good sports picks. My first game.
Get ready.
Go ahead and do that. Give me that. I'm sorry.
Get set. It's time for the Ocho Man's Big Picks of the Day.
Bad to the bone. Okay. I didn't know when the hell I was going to start there. I was just going along with it. But our first
it's a good
game.
Song.
Yeah. Our first game, Chris. Now. I did tell you guys that I gave Chris three winners.
Big winners.
Yeah, then they came through, and I'm glad I came through for my buddy out there. But our first pick is NBA, and I'm looking at it right now. It's Indiana versus Charlotte, and this line was at -4. Indiana, it's moved to -5. I'm still on the boat here with Indiana. I like the... -5 here. I'm going to take Indiana on this one. This is one of my plays for the day. My second play, I like Portland today against the Lakers. And the line started off at -8.5, and it's now moved to -10. And I'm sorry, my LA people out there that listen to my show. I like Portland here. I think Portland will cover the 10.5 on the road against the LA Lakers. Now, don't get pissed off at me, okay? I know you guys, I got a loyal following out there.
Yeah, no, I know.
California, they love me
out
there.
There is a big following out there.
And now I'm going to piss my St. Louis people off on this one here, though.
That's a much smaller group.
The St. Louis Blues are taking on the Dallas Stars. St. Louis Blues are on a high. They just clinched getting in the playoff. I think they're still soaked about that one. But Dallas, they're doing everything they can to the fight for the playoff here and so forth. I like Dallas in the spot here at -102. I'm taking Dallas, and I love the over on this one, too, being 5.5. I think that can be arranged by these two scoring. I'm looking at maybe 6 goals on this one, Chris.
Yeah.
But that's what I got. I got one
game.
NHL play here. I got the Dallas Stars over the St. Louis Blues. And my two NBA, I got Indiana -5 against Charlotte. And I got the road team, sorry again, L.A., Portland versus the L.A. Lakers. At -10, that's what I got on this one, Chris.
Yeah, some good plays. I think that NHL game is going to be a good one.
Yeah, it should be. But Dallas, I tell you, they're still playing, and so is St. Louis. They're really trying to lock, trying to get that number one. Are they close to that?
Yeah, they are. They're just one win behind Nashville right now.
Yeah,
and
you
they
see,
still have a
team,
game
yeah,
on them. So.
Both teams are really digging in right now.
And
it's
Chicago. Chicago's only, like, I think Chicago's at 100 points. St. Louis is 101, and Nashville's 103.
What a sleazy team
they are
the Blackhawks
team.
Are, man. They I are mean, they'll. I, how many times did I call them and they get beat at home?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm tired of them. I'm not going to mess with them anymore.
Yeah, I've been tired of them for
how
years.
About a shout-out? How about a shout-out about our show here, Chris?
Yeah.
And our website and how they could get a hold of the Ocho Man. And then we'll wrap this one up.
Well, and you know what I want to remind everyone? We discussed it earlier in the show also. If you're here in the St. Louis area and you have HVAC needs, remember who the Ocho Man uses, Anton's. AntonsHVAC.com and 314-638-4711. They're actually 4.9 out of 5 stars on Yelp. So
4.9 out of 5.
Yeah.
How sweet is that?
That's a good deal.
And here's the thing on that, my friends. I had like 4 or 5 of them come out.
Yep.
And these guys told me, hey, we don't care that you live in this area. This is what it is, okay?
Yep.
We're not gonna rape you or anything like that because suddenly we got in a subdivision that could be gated or anything like that, you know?
Yep.
So fuck that.
Well,
so, Anton, God bless you. I hope
thanks.
You guys do a great job for me.
Yeah, and then you can find the Ocho Man on our website, ochoman.com, iTunes store. Be sure to leave a rating and a review. You can find us on all social media. And leave us an email at info@ochoman.com.
Beautiful. What do you got for this weekend? Are you doing anything?
I am. Well, then I the hockey game. I'm going to watch the hockey game. At least I'm not going to go.
You got
then,
any Easter plans with
no
the family?
No Easter plans. Just home from that vacation. So I'm going to actually have to have like a short recovery.
You want to come over and find eggs with me?
I would like to do that. I'm an excellent egg finder.
Yeah, you know what? You always got these one kids that always take all the fucking eggs, and these poor little saps are looking for eggs.
I didn't get any.
I'm like, come on, leave some for the... It's always the bigger kids, too. Leave all the goddamn...
I'm hungry. Feed me.
Yeah, no kidding. Anyway, my friends, it's been a great show again.
It has been a great show.
Yeah, and thank you, Chris. Without you, it's not possible, and I think we did a pretty good job this week.
Yeah, it was great. We'll have Armand back soon, and we'll be rolling.
Yeah, and folks, hey, I got another show coming out here for my Armenians out there.
Just got approved on iTunes about a half an hour ago.
You're shitting me. I'm so happy. And you know what? The people that I talked about, they contacted me. How sweet is that?
That's great.
That's
beautiful. Yeah, if you guys want to hear it, the other show the Ocho Man does, just go to ArmeniaProud.com.
It's called Genatsed Hayer. So you know what? It's kind of interesting. It's about Armenians, okay? For you guys out there, don't worry about it. But my Armenian buddies out there, tune into that show as well.
You will love it.
Yeah, from Chris and the Ocho Man, hey, we are out of here. Great having you at Ocho Man Behind the 8-Ball. We're out of here.
And it ain't over now. Because when the going gets tough, the tough get going. Who's with me? Let's go. Come on.
The Ocho Man, Behind the 8-Ball, only on Ignotainment. Leave us your questions and comments below this podcast in the comments section of the iTunes Podcast Store.